We'll be continuing our discussion of the seventh verse. So let's begin by reading the translation. It's given by Prabhupada. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. So in the first six verses of Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami has basically been giving us a culture for progressive Naam Bhajan. And in this verse, which is basically a transitional verse, although it's also a crucial verse in this work, we're understanding that everything depends on our relationship with Naam. Everything depends on our relationship with Naam. He begins by saying the holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna. They're transcendently sweet. But then, holy name, you don't have a taste. You have to do something about that. Because this is where everything is going to come from. If we want to do it in an organic, holistic way, if we don't want to force things. You see, with the Fulwalas, those who sell garlands at the front of the temple, sometimes they sell lotus flower garlands. But those lotuses have not naturally opened. They plucked them early, they forced them open, and they've made their garland. There's no comparison between a flower, a lotus, which is forced open, and a lotus that naturally unfolds. There's absolutely no comparison. So sometimes the heart is compared to a lotus. So we don't want, you know, we don't want to get into any kind of sadhistic or, you know, artificial means of trying to open that lotus, because the effect will be distortion. Rather, you have to depend on Krishna's son and the mercy or the water of the mercy of the Vaishnavas, Guru and the Vaishnavas. So then when that unfold, when that natural unfolding happens, it's very beautiful. So that mercy of Krishna and mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavas comes very strongly through their teachings. They're giving us a way of naturally opening this lotus of the heart. And it's unfortunate, but reconditioned souls, reconditioned souls are very forgetful. They're very, very forgetful. We're doing the same things every day, but very often we forget why we're doing them. And in that way, we actually sabotage any attempt to become Krishna conscious. So all the externals are in place.
I'm really together.
Externally, yes, that's good. That's a good start. But the thing is, there's no transformation of heart. There's no evolution of heart because the consciousness is not connected to what we're doing. We're not mindful of what we're doing. We forget the potency of the process that Prabhupada has given. So today I want to do a let's not forget session. And we're going to start with page 413. 413? Any questions or comments? Welcome. We're looking at Amritavani, illuminations and nourishment for the journey. Sometimes we forget that spiritual life is a journey. We become stagnant. But we want to keep the nourishment, the momentum going. So then we need illumination and nourishment. So the first little gem that we want to have a look at is the holy name is so sweet. We have forgotten that. Because of our offensive mentality, our process orientation and approaching the holy name, our impersonalistic way of approaching the holy name, we are not getting that taste of sweetness. And we may have even come to the conclusion that there is no sweetness. So we have to be reminded the holy name is sweet. So let's have a look. The honey within the holy name is remembrance of Krishna. That is why chanting the name brings ecstasy. Kali Yuga is an ocean of hypocrisy and pollution. In Kali Yuga, all natural elements are polluted, such as water, earth, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego. The only auspicious aspect of this fallen age is the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Simply by the delightful process of Krishna Kirtan, one is freed from his connection to this fallen age and goes back home, back to Godhead. So how auspicious is our life? How conscious are we of Nam in our life? Simply by this delightful process of Krishna Kirtan, one is freed from his connection with this fallen age. Isn't that amazing? We lament so much about the difficulties and the degradation in this age, but we can be freed from that. Simply lament the mercy of Nam. Taking them seriously. Lord Chaitanya's movement of Krishna consciousness is full of dancing and singing about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. It is compared to the pure waters of the Ganges, which are full of lotus flowers. The enjoyers of these lotus flowers are the pure devotees who are like bees and swans. They chant like the flowing of the Ganges, the river of the celestial kingdom. Now here Krishnadas Kaviraj and Prabhupada are giving us a glimpse into the world of the Sudha Bhakta, the Sudha Nam Bhakta. The key words that they're giving here for us and for our benefit are like bees and swans. We may be in the dress of a devotee doing devotional activity, but are we cultivating the mentality and the consciousness of a bee and a swan, or a crow and a fly? What are we looking at? In our last session, we looked at Bhaktivinoda Thakur's analysis of the eight kinds of prajalpa. How many of us are caught up in that? When we hear news, we have the misfortune to hear from a local worker about, you know, train crashes and so many things. What's our response to that? Is our response another indication that I should take full shelter of Guru Gauranga? Or is our response, let's go to YouTube and see if there's anything there about the crash? Millions of people tune into that kind of thing. Are we looking at bees and swans or crows and flies? Now, you may notice that there's a very marked difference between the body of a crow and a swan. Yes? That difference in body is a result of the difference in consciousness. So we have to make a conscious effort to avoid all kinds of prajalpa, all kinds of diversions from Krishna. A large part of that is learning how to see Krishna in everything that we started discussing yesterday. But can you understand how these little phrases, they have so much weight. Also very, very important. We can be dressed in the cloth of a Vaishnava, but our mentality, our speech, is no different than the common man. What's the value of that? Yeah? Lord Gaurachandra is singing in sweet voice, singing very sweetly the Maha Mantra. He is asking everyone, whether householder or in renounced order of life, to chant always the Maha Mantra. Either in distress or happiness, never forget chanting this Maha Mantra. Make this practice how to continue this chanting always. Gradually, we are losing the duration of our life. And if we don't take the opportunity of worshipping the Lord of the senses, Krishna, then we are simply wasting our time. Now we are fully conscious. Let us now chant loudly the holy names of Radha Madha. Being entrapped in the network of illusory Maya, we are simply engaged in false duties. Therefore, it is a good advice of Bhaktivinoda that everyone should become mad after chanting the Maha Mantra. He is requesting everyone to do so. There are three stages of chanting the holy name: chanting with offense, chanting as a liberated person, and chanting with full love of God. These progressive stages of chanting are like the ripening of a mango. An unripe mango tastes sour, but when the fruit is fully ripened, it tastes very sweet. Initially, we may be reluctant to chant, but when we become liberated, the chanting is so sweet that we cannot give it up. In this regard, Srila Rupa Goswami has composed a beautiful verse describing the sweetness of the holy name of Krishna. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, it appears to dance within the mouth, and we then desire many, many mouths. When the name of Krishna enters the halls of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. The holy name is actually the sweetest nectar. But until we reach a spontaneous stage of devotion, one has to outsmart the mischievous mind. The mind is called chanchula, or unfaithful, but it can become the devotee's best friend. When one chants Hare Krishna and performs other duties with concentration and devotion, the mind clears and the devotee realizes his true interest. Then the devotee becomes attracted to serving the holy names in a continent spirit. So this is what Prabhupada is saying here. Mind, it's a mind. Such an amazing weapon of Maya Devi. She doesn't have to bind us. She just has to give us a Kali Yuga mind. Full of distraction. So much distraction. And in regard to this, we should be very, very careful how we relate to the facilities of Kali Yuga in the form of the internet. Because our behavior, how we discriminate, is going to determine whether the mind is going to become peaceful and clear like a lake, or it's going to become agitated and a disturbance to our bhajan. We have to make a conscious decision.
One comment, Mataji.
Yeah.
Here, when it is said that, actually, it means that when we do in a kirtan, when we are hearing the holy name together, it's much easier to focus on the name and actually hear it carefully.
Okay.
While when I chant, then I feel that it goes here and there.
Yeah.
So I know sometimes when you feel that, okay, do the kirtan, I mean, you know, how it...
Yeah, so it's always good to do a lot of kirtan, But the role of that kirtan is to increase your faith and chedadapanamajana. Because when you sit alone to chant, you're in the consciousness that I'm sitting alone to chant, we're dangerous. We should never be in that consciousness. Before we start chanting, we should take shelter. Alone, I have no ability to chant the holy name. Let me take shelter of Gurudev. Let me take shelter of Prabhupada. Let me take shelter of the Acharyas. Let me take shelter of Mahaprabhu. Let me take shelter of Harinam. But this is one of the areas where we have very bad habit. Sit down, do the duty. I've made a vow 16, I want to uphold it. But the thing is that how we approach Nam is so very, very important. So very, very important. As much kirtan in a day as possible, sankirtan even better. But being aware that that will help us in our attempts to do japa. It will help. Like that. Is that okay? Any other thoughts or questions?
And it's a very long journey, Maharaj. You're saying that until we reach the spontaneous stage of devotion, one has to outsmart the mischievous mind?
Yeah. Yeah. But you see, the thing is that it's very interesting. You know, there's these words on the page. You can read them 100 ways. Same words. You can read 100 ways. So how is a Gaudiya Vaishnav going to read those words? I want to outsmart the mischievous mind. First thing is I have to line up. In any circumstance, we have to remember it's crucial to our survival. We have to remember I am Tatastha. I cannot stand independent. I have to have shelter. So if I don't consciously take shelter of Guru and Guranga, then by default, I'm going to be taking shelter of the material energy. Yeah? So this mischievous mind we have to outsmart. We're not going to think, I can do it. We've given power of attorney to the thing. We're very weak condition. What are we going to do? It's going to run circles around us. We're going to go to Gurudev. Gurudev, look what this mind is doing to me. This mind is making an ass of me today. I had a late night. I didn't sleep well. I'm trying to chant for your pleasure, but look what's happening. This mind is giving me hell. Can you please help me? Can you please help me? You see, it's the calling out. In every circumstance, because we are Tathasta, we have to have shelter. And we should consciously take shelter. Sarana, Saranagati, Sarana. That word has two meanings. One is surrender, the other is shelter. So when we want to activate a feeling of surrender in the heart, genuine feeling of surrender in the heart, then we have to consciously take shelter. Consciously take shelter to start the day. Consciously take shelter to chant our rounds. Consciously take shelter to do our puja. Consciously to take shelter to step out of the home and move into the workforce. We have to consciously take shelter. And in this way, we deal with the mischievous mind. One-on-one, we don't stand a chance. Okay? Any other thoughts or questions? Prabhupada gives the example of a boy who's on a bike. And he's struggling his way up a very steep hill. And by some higher arrangement, this truck comes along. Mm-hmm. So the boy's got some intelligence. He grabs hold of the truck with one hand and zoom! This is what spiritual life's about.
Yeah.
We've been in this place for a long time. We are fully identifying with this body. It's such a heavy, heavy weight.
Yeah.
So the only chance we have is to grab onto the truck. Isn't it? And we can do that best by having good association.
Yeah.
Very difficult. You cannot survive in this age without good association. There has to be regular association, like-minded association, progressive association. Yeah, it has to be there. Okay, let's have a look at 486. Have another angle of vision on this. The holy name is so sweet. 486. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gitavali. We won't sing it. We'll just read and chant Harinam in between the verses. Oh, what a wonderful name. We should probably decide the tune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We use that one, huh?
Yes,
in the Bhakti.
Yes.
Oh, what a wonderful name Lord Nityananda has brought. Nitya has brought the divine name to the marketplace of the holy name. And he is giving away that name for the mere price of your faith. Oh.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, seeing the miserable condition of the fallen souls of this world, Nidai has personally brought the holy name from the transcendental realm of Braj. Oh, Lord Shiva chants the holy name with his five mouths. This holy name is so sweet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Lord Brahma chants this holy name with his four mouths. This holy name is so sweet. O Narad Muni chants this holy name while playing on his veena. This holy name is so sweet. Oh, just by the dim reflection of this holy name, the sinful Arjuna went to Vaikuntha.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bhaktivinoda therefore says, O continuously chant this holy name. Go at once to the divine realm of Braj. This holy name is so sweet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
angle of now, holy name is an excellent medicine. Page 414. We hear over and over again, Hari Nam is so sweet, we're not tasting it. So some people conclude from that, process doesn't work. Prabhupada and the Acharyas don't know what they're talking about. Process doesn't work. This is the unfortunate circumstance of someone who hasn't heard from or had authority. But the reality is, process works, but I am very diseased. And maybe I'm not applying the process appropriately. Maybe I'm obstructing my involvement with the process through offences. Maybe something is not so good on my part. Maybe the problem is with me. So let's have a look at what Prabhupada has to say here. The fever of material existence can be removed only by the medicine of the holy name and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, which are perfectly narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we have to understand the principle behind this. What we're looking at here is the importance of becoming avesh. Avesh with Guru and Gauranga, lining up. Everything is dependent on that. Lining up. So how do we do that? Not by any artificial process, simply by the process given in Bhagavatam itself and propagated by Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. What is the best way to remember Krishna in this age? Shravanam Kirtanam. This is it. And the yuga, he's not only yuga avatar, he's Swayam Bhagavan in this age, but this person has invested a special potency in that in this age by saying, you do it, you'll have success. The Chetodapana, the mirror of the mind has to be cleared. How can we reflect? Prabhupada says, it's so beautiful. He says that when the heart is purified, we can reflect the pastimes of the spiritual world on that heart just like a transcendental television. Like a transcendental television. But then the connection has to be there. That connection is Shravanam Kirtanam. You can fall from bhava if you don't keep this connection. We have to see this as something very crucial to our spiritual health, our spiritual well-being. This connection with Shravanam Kirtanam. Not just any Shravanam Kirtanam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Thakur talks about this in Jagadama. There is Shravandas, the beginning of remembering Krishna's Shravandas. But there are two kinds of Shravandas. Kramahina, no steps. Hearing from there, all over the place hearing, sporadic, not systematic, not amnaya, not in disciplinary succession. Kramahina. The other form is sudakrama. Sudakrama is that we have made a commitment, yes, I have faith that Mahaprabhu says, this is the way I do it. I have faith in that. I'm going to manifest my faith by daily doing it. Practically, we have to do things. The faith not only manifests, but it increases by practically doing things. So here we're getting the key. We have a fever of material existence, always an anxiety. Mind is always disturbed. The heart's always got something else to think about besides Krishna. Such a feverish condition we're in. Yeah? But this can be removed only by the medicine of the holy name and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, which are perfectly narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His causeless mercy, personally induces living entities to take the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has thus quoted the Lord as follows: O conditioned souls who are foolishly sleeping on the lap of the witch Maya, I have brought an excellent medicine to cure the disease of your illusion. This medicine is called Harinam. It is my holy name. And by taking this medicine, you will get all perfection in life. Therefore, I sincerely request you to take this medicine. Please take this medicine that I have personally brought for you. Mahaprabhu has personally brought it for us. He is asking us, please take it. Please take it. This is a medicine. It's such a, you know, like, and it's such a sweet medicine, but in our diseased state, we just cannot taste it. Let's have a look at 482. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan commentary on this verse 7 of Upadeshamrita. We do it in the same way we just did the other bhajan. 482. Oh, my Lord Hari, because of forgetting you, my tongue has become embittered with the disease of ignorance. I cannot relish the sweet nectar of your holy name of Krishna, for I have become addicted to the taste of worldly pleasures. This is why I cannot taste the nectar. I have an addiction. I'm addicted to something else. And that something else is worldly pleasures. I'm locked in body concept. I want to satisfy the body. I do that for worldly pleasures. Oh, my Lord Hari, because of forgetting you, my tongue has become embittered with the disease of ignorance. I cannot relish the sweet nectar of your holy name of Krishna, for I have become addicted to the taste of worldly pleasures.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If I sing that holy name of yours aloud every day with warm affection, then as sugar candy taken medicinally destroys the very disease which makes it taste bitter, jaundice, so your holy name, O Lord Hari, will cure my spiritual disease and allow me to gradually taste your sweetness. The true key clues that Bhaktivinoda is giving here. What are they? Chant aloud. Loud chanting. And warm affection. Now, we don't want to do things artificially. We just said that we have no taste for none. So how am I supposed to chant with warm affection? We can look at that in two ways. One is that we make a habit of daily, before we begin our chanting or when the mind is giving us a lot of trouble, we sing bhajans and bhaktivinoda thakur, onnam, narottam das thakur, and we contemplate them. And in that way, build some relationship with them. The other way that we can express warm affection is to at least think, this is a gift. Nam is a gift from my Gurudev. We have warm affection for Gurudev. So this is the gift given by my Gurudev. We can think like that. And in some way, build up some sense apart for Nam. If I sing that holy name of yours aloud every day with warm affection, then as sugar candy taken medicinally destroys the very disease which made it taste bitter, jaundice, so your holy name, O Lord Hari, will cure my spiritual disease and allow me to gradually taste your sweetness.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
How great is my misfortune that I feel no appreciation for your holy name, O merciful Lord. In such a lamentable state, how will I be freed from committing the 10 offenses to the holy name? Now we could spend a whole session just on this verse from Bhaktivedanta Thakur. Because if we don't appreciate something, are we going to deal with it carefully? We don't deal carefully with something we don't appreciate. It. We throw it in the corner. Isn't it? The other thing is very relevant in relation to this. It's a big problem that we have in this movement, something that we need to rectify over time. We have a tendency to hand out japa mala and naam very easily. But both Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tell us, and they cite Mahaprabhu's dealings with Jagai Mate as example, we should not give japa mala until we have infused faith in the holy name in the person we want to give the japa mala to. How do we infuse that faith? Through a lot of Nam Sankirtan. And through bhajans and stories which increase their faith not only in Nam but in Nam Bhaktis. The culture of the holy name. So this is such a big thing. And we may, if we look at ourselves in the quiet moment, we even may notice that, oh, if only I had known more about the holy name before I received the holy name. If someone had taken the time to increase my faith in the holy name instead of the rush of numbers at the yajna, if there was just that preoccupation, I want to offer this person at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu in the holy name. I want to present him as a polished jewel. Yes? So we have to be so very, very careful in our preaching. Kirtan, we encourage everybody. It will have effect. It will create a place in the land of the heart for the seed to be sown. But the japa mala we should be very, very careful. Make sure that person has faith in the holy name, has respect for the holy name. If we give a japa mala to somebody, do we give a japa bag? Or are they just going to take that japa mala home and it's going to go here, there, everywhere? No sense of respect. No sense of how precious this gift is. It's, yeah? It's a big one.
So often it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a major disturbance.
The printing program start.
Yeah.
We want everybody to encourage now, start chanting one round. Like
yeah, this. Yeah. But first you increase the faith in the holy name. Yeah. You increase the faith. How great is my misfortune that I feel no appreciation for your holy name, O merciful Lord. In such a lamentable state, how will I be free from committing the 10 offenses to the holy name?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
If I sing your name every day, then gradually by your mercy the 10 offenses will disappear. Taste for your holy name will grow within me, and then I shall relish the intoxicating wine of that holy name. Now note very carefully, Nam Gai. He's not talking japa, he's talking singing. Are you catching it?
Yes.
He's telling you, if you sing the holy name every day, then gradually by Nam's mercy the 10 offenses will disappear. So you're chanting your japa, you're doing your best with your japa. But you make a point of every day, whenever you can, sing Nam for the benefit of your japa. For the benefit of your japa. When you're cooking for the deities, don't just space out and think about the shopping list and what time you have to pick the kids up from school. Chant the holy name. Bhakti, Jiva Goswami tells us this. In Kali Yuga, every bhakti, every act of bhakti to be successful has to be accompanied by Harinam. Okay, so you have things to do. Do them chanting. You have to hang up your clothes. Do them chanting. You have to clean Thakurji's altar. Do it chanting. You'll be so happy. You'll be so happy to hear you chanting. Huh? And you'll feel that the heart will lighten so much. The heart will open and lighten so much just from that. At the moment, the heart is so closed. We are living in such a dark, cold, dank place. The heart can open. It can feel so much lighter just by in a day. Chant. You may want to put on a kirtan. You may have a favorite kirtan here, Niranjan Maharaj, Indrajit Maharaj, Vivek Govinda Maharaj. You may have a favorite kirtan here. Put them on and sing along. If you don't want, you know, you're not so inspired by your crow voice. No, you may want to do that. But somehow or other, you know, chant. He's not saying here, japa. He's saying Nam Gai. Sing the holy name. If I sing your name every day, then gradually, by your mercy, important words, gradually, it's not going to happen overnight. Remember the third verse of Upadeshamrita, one of the keys to success in devotional life, patience. You have to be patient. Gradually, by your mercy, it's not that my endeavor is going to make the thing work. My endeavor is going to attract your mercy, and by your mercy, the 10 offenses will disappear. Taste for your holy name will grow within me. My heart's opening, it's expanding. And then I shall relish the intoxicating wine of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Another thing that we should never forget is that when we're feeling miserable, we're in anxiety, all these nasty thoughts are coming, it means we're in darkness. But where there's light, darkness cannot remain. So then, all we have to do is turn towards light. We just have to turn towards light. So let's have a look at sunshine in darkness. Kali Yuga is a very dark age, but there is sunshine. 4:15. As the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once without offenses, dissipates all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. O glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. The holy name of Lord Krishna descends. You have to remember, Nam is an avatar. Nam is an avatar. He descends into this world out of compassion for us. He is more compassionate than Krishna. The holy name of Krishna descends into the darkness of the material world just to benedict the conditioned souls. The holy name of Lord Krishna is just like the sun that rises in the clear sky of the heart of the devotees. Such brilliant knowledge cannot be understood by those who are trying, in the name of either piety or atheism, to exploit the material creation of the Lord. One must become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, and then his knowledge will illuminate everything in all directions. Now, this is very important. Can you pass me the Vaishnava Sambhuk? It's on the table there. Underneath some other things, there's a Vaishnava Sambhuk. So it's very important to understand what we're looking at here. It's beautifully explained in Sri Rupa Manjit Pada. Let's have a look at this. Not that it's my knowledge. I have gained this knowledge and now my heart is illumined. Sorry. Doesn't work like that. Listen to how it works. By the power of the lotus feet of Rupa Manjri, my activities, you can think of this in relation to your Guru Maharaj. By the power of the lotus feet of Rupa Manjri, my activities will become favorable to devotion. Devotional perfection will be achieved, and with these two eyes I shall be able to actually see. May the exquisite beauty of Srila Rupa Manjri's divine feet shine like the brilliant full moon upon the lotus of my heart both day and night, thus giving relief to my afflicted soul. So the process of the Vaishnava is not collecting of knowledge, and this will give illumination to my heart. Knowledge is important. We should know the tattva. But more important than the tattva is the working principles behind the tattva. What makes the thing work? The Rupanugas. Prabhupada was first class Rupanuga. Rupanuga means practical. How does it work? The simplest, most powerful way for it to work is that you keep the lotus feet of Gurudev in your heart. You may not have the clarity of consciousness, the depth of love to do that right now, but by meditating on his lotus feet every day, at least for some time, it will come. By mercy of Gurudev. So what happens when those lotus feet of Gurudev take shelter of your heart? Those lotus feet will illuminate the heart. Those lotus feet will illuminate the heart. Then you will see things as they are, as it is, as Prabhupada would say. Yeah? This is the way to go. So much preoccupation with accumulation of knowledge. All the books are available. Go down the Rasa Vihari, you know, Touchstone. Anywhere you go, there's so many venues. All the Puranas are available. This is available. That's a terrible translation, but that's beside the point. But, you know, like, you missed the point because of the translations. But anyway, but, you know, the point is that this is not the way to go. You know, we have to remember there is Parag. And there is pratyag. Like, you know, Thakur talks about this in Krishna Samhita, and it's a basic principle of yoga, especially Patanjali. So when we're talking parag, we don't want to take the material way of life that we've been living, of chasing after material sense objects, we don't want to bring that into our devotional lives and go running after this book and that translation and that Babaji and this and that, out, out, out. Parag. It's going to keep you here. You're absorbed in the material energy. You've been conquered by the material energy. She's making an ass of you. Pratyag, bringing the senses back in. Now, our system is a little different than Patanjali. We're not into negation. This is not the mood of Rupa Goswami. His mood is Yukta Vairagya. So that, what does that Yukta Vairagya mean? Yukta Vairagya means that the mind, which is absorbed in Krishna, cannot see anything material. It cannot engage anything materially. Yeah? So then how do we develop that? By internalizing. Don't see your japa time as a chore I have to do, and the real stuff starts with prasadam. Mm. That's when real life starts, right? No. Real life, the real connection, starts even before your japa. There should be time for contemplation, the importance of Gurudev's mercy, the importance of connection to a bona fide sampradaya, the mercy of that sampradaya. We have to remember, pramana, this idea of evidence, transcendental evidence. What is the working principle? The working principle is amnaya. That knowledge has to come down in unbroken, disciplic succession. Then you have pramaya. You don't have it otherwise. You have Vedic knowledge. You can go and buy it in Lagos. Yeah? Making sense? Okay. So, there are many professional chanters who can perform congregational chanting with various musical instruments in an artistic or musical way, but their chanting cannot be as attractive as the congregational chanting of pure devotees. If a devotee sticks strictly to the principles governing Vaishnava behavior, his bodily lust will naturally be attractive, and his singing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord will be effective. The chanting of Krishna's holy name is like the sun rising in one's darkened heart. This universe is full of darkness, and only by Krishna's arrangement for sunshine do we see light. As soon as the sun sets, the world comes under the influence of darkness. Likewise, our heart is full of the darkness of ignorance. But there is a light to dispel the darkness, and that light is Krishna consciousness. Due to impious activities, we're in ignorance. But to those who constantly engage in the service of the Lord with affection and love, Krishna reveals himself in the heart. By Krishna's special mercy, the devotees are always kept in the light of Krishna consciousness. Now, when we see this word constantly, we should remember that in Bengali, I don't know about Sanskrit, but in Bengali there are two words for constant, sada and nirantara. It is not possible for our, at our level, we have yet to come to Nista. It is not possible for us to practice Nirantara, 24-hour Nambhajan. What we should be striving for at this point is Sada. Sada means every day regulated. Every day regulated. This is what is meant by constantly at this stage of our development. And that's why Prabhupada finishes by saying, by Krishna's special mercy, the devotees are always kept in the light of Krishna consciousness. He's not saying that those who don't constantly engage in the service of the Lord with love and affection don't get Krishna's mercy. He's not saying that. Why? Because there are two words for constant. And we have to be aware of our level of realization. You cannot make advancement from an artificial platform. You have to be aware of where you are and act from there. Yeah. Any thoughts or questions? Oh, let's read the last little one. If one semi chants the holy name of Krishna, the holy name will rise within one's heart like the powerful sun and will immediately dissipate all the darkness of ignorance. Any thoughts on that? Okay. Now the next one is a big one that we always forget. It's evident that we always forget it because of the way we chant. Yes? Holy name is Shri Krishna. Let's have a look at this. One must come to the understanding that the holy name of the Lord and the Supreme Personality of God Himself are identical. One cannot reach this conclusion unless one is offenseless in chanting the holy name. Think about that. Okay? We don't take the offenses seriously, especially pramada, inattention. We are so careless in our chanting. Sit down for 2 hours, let's get it done. Quality, well, at least I did it. But let's think about it. It takes just as long to chant attentively as it does to chant inattentively. So why are you committing spiritual suicide by choosing to chant inattentively? Why are you choosing to do that? This is called self-envy. This is called madness. Yeah? Oh, we're in bad shape. Let's read on. By our material calculation, we see a difference between the name and the substance. But in the spiritual world, the absolute is always absolute. The name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the absolute are all as good as the absolute himself. Thus one is understood to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he considers himself an eternal servant of the holy name and in this spirit distributes the holy name to the world. One who chants in that spirit without offenses is certainly elevated to the platform of understanding that the holy name and the personality of Godhead are identical. To associate with the holy name and chant the holy name is to associate with the personality of Godhead directly. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has clearly said, Seva Mukha Hi Jivado, Svayame Vasparabhyada. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1, 2, 2, 3, 4. The holy name becomes manifest when one engages in the service of the holy name. The service and the submissive attitude begins with one's tongue. One must engage his tongue in the service of the holy name. Our Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. Now, one thing that we should be very careful about understanding at this point is that we have two eyes. We have two nostrils, we have two ears, but we have one tongue. Krishna's a very tricky fellow. You have to make a choice. Okay, the door to Krishna Prem is Nam Sankirtan in this age. But you have one tongue. You can't use one tongue to eat everything under the sun and talk everything under the sun, and another tongue to chant the Nam Kanyani Maharsha. You have to make a choice. I have one tongue. How am I going to use that tongue? This is a very serious thing. Super serious. We have one tongue. How am I going to use that tongue? Anyone who is actually a Rupa Nuga, anyone who is actually a Rupa Nuga will understand that this verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is a key, an essential key for Suranam Bhajan. How you use the tongue. Your service to Krishna doesn't start with your intelligence, your mind, your hands, your legs. Starts with your tongue. So how are you using that tongue determines whether you're actually serving Krishna or not. Pretty interesting. So, since the holy name of Krishna are non-different, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement not only chant the holy name of Lord offenselessly, but also do not allow their tongues to eat anything that is not first offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should accept the holy name of Krishna to be identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendence himself. As the Padma Puran states, the holy name of Krishna is identical with Krishna and is like a Chintamani gem, a touchstone. That name is Krishna personified in sound and is therefore perfectly transcendental and eternally liberated from material contamination. Thus one should understand that the name Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Having such faith, one must continue to chant the holy name. And why does Sanatana Goswami in particular recommend that we chant loudly? So that we can hear whether we are actually chanting the Maha Mantra. Am I actually, the starts with actually chanting those, you know, 16 words. I mean, it's quite horrific what you hear in the name of Maha Mantra. Yama Yama, Hari Rama Hari Yama, Yama Yama Hari Hari. Or two words left out, no Hari Hari at the end. It's very, very common. So we don't want to talk about other people. They have their role, you know, they do their thing their way. But we should look at ourselves. We've got to get it right. So at least for one round a day, make a point, okay, Prabhupada, Gurudev, Nam, make me aware in this. I'm going to chant it very slowly. I'm going to chant it very loudly. I want you to make me aware if I'm offended, if I'm offending you by not chanting your name. Make me aware. Am I skipping a beat here, there? What am I doing? Not to mention skipping beats when we chant. You know, you finish a round in 2 minutes. There's a lot of active movement by the fingers. Mm-hmm. Huh? I mean, these are really simple baby things, but we have to be conscious of these things. You know? We have to be conscious of these things. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his successor declares that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. Note what Prabhupada is saying here, with attention and reverence. It can be at your convenience, but with attention and reverence. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. Lord Chaitanya recommended, Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should always chant the holy name. See, it's the word Sada, because we're looking, and this is from Shikshastika 3. So we're talking Nista here. It can't be Narantara. We're looking at Sada. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Well, that means regulated, that means every day. One should always chant the holy name of the Supreme Lord Krishna, because Krishna is the most suitable name of the Supreme Person of Godhead. The name Krishna and the Supreme Person Krishna are non-different. Therefore, one concentrates his mind in the hearing, chanting Hare Krishna, the same result is achieved. Now, this is such an amazing statement by Prabhupada. Listen to this. In this age, hearing is more important than thinking, because one's thinking may be disturbed by mental agitation. But if one concentrates on hearing, he will be forced to associate with the sound vibration of Krishna. Now, in the second verse of Shikshastika, Mahaprabhu is telling us that all Krishna's energies are in these names. So all his energies doesn't mean just all his spiritual energies. It means all his material energies also. So when you sit down to chant, you can have a choice of two tracks. Mind track, ear track. Right? If you choose the mind track, what's happening is that you're lining up with Krishna's material energies. You're lining up with Krishna's material energy. Mind is going to take you off, and you start with just a simple little thought. Mind is so innocent, right? Start with this sweet little thought. Did you remember what that guy said? And all of a sudden it expands, and there's no idea of any Maha Mantra for 2 hours. Oh, it's finished. Wow, that was a quick session. But the thing is, you know, we have another choice. We can take the ear track. Ear track, it's a tough track. Because the mind keeps saying, don't forget me. I'm here. I'm an alternative, remember? I won't give you a hard time about the ear track. But the ear track is the track we have to follow. It's tough. It's in the beginning, it's tough. But as we become we get the mercy and we actually start to hear now when we chant, it becomes so sweet. We don't want to stop chanting. It becomes so sweet because we're actually in contact with Krishna. We always have to remember that when we're looking at the moment in one of our other sessions, and we're looking at Madhya 20, talking about Krishna's Sarva Shakyamun, all his opulences. But in the next chapter, Madhya 21, we're looking at opulences and sweetness of Krishna. Now one thing we should be aware of is that Krishna has so many opulences, so many energies. We can be sidetracked by them. But the opulence that will attract him to us, to him, is sweetness. His real opulence is his sweetness. This will attract us in. So if we want to actually start to taste that sweetness, we have to follow the ear track. Because the ear track is what is giving us chetodapana. There is no chetodapana by following the mind track. Mind track means we are watering weeds. We are not watering Bhakti Lata. And Bhakti Siddhanta tells us that if we're on the mind track watering the weeds, the result is we're going to become attached to sense gratification. We're going to become attached to sense gratification. Why? We think all of a sudden, oh my God, why am I having so? I didn't have this trouble before I was a devotee. How come I have all these troubles now? My senses are, my mind, you know, I know. Why? Because I'm watering the weeds. Just think about it. You know, the weeds are here, and the plant you want to cultivate, the flowers, the bucket is here. So, I mean, any sane person, which side is he going to go to water? This side or that side? It's just a simple, sane decision we have to make. But it's so tough. Why? Because we've given power of attorney to the mind. We are so feeble. Actually, that's also in River Manjipala, Samana. It's such a beautiful bhajan. But here, we you know, like Narottam does, he's telling us, it's so amazing. This is the last verse. The venom of the snake is separation from you, not the feeling of separation from you. That is an ecstasy. We're talking about the actual separation. I'm separated from you. The venom of the snake of separation from you has enfeebled my soul. I don't know who I am. I don't know what my service is. I don't know who Krishna is. The separation has enfeebled my soul, and my life is ever afflicted and distressed. we have been given a key by Bhaktivinoda Thakur on behalf of Mahaprabhu. Choose your tracks. Go mind track. Go ear track. And be patient. It's not going to be easy. Mind is going to give you a hard time. But when the mind gives you a hard time, don't fight with it. You're going to lose. You turn to Gurudev. You turn to Prabhupada. Turn to all the Sura Bhaktas. Help! Look what my mind is doing to me. You call out for help. This is the way we do it. Yeah? Okay. Yes, in this age, hearing is more important than thinking because one's thinking may be disturbed by mental agitation. But if one concentrates on hearing, he will be forced to associate with the sound vibration of Krishna. Krishna and the sound vibration of Krishna are non-different. So if one loudly vibrates Hare Krishna, he will be able to think of Krishna immediately. This process of chanting is the best process of self-realization in this age. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya preached it so nicely for the benefit of all humanity. Holy name means the name is non-different from the substance. Here, if you become thirsty, you want water, the substance. If you simply chant water, 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 it will not act. But holy name means if you chant Hare Krishna, then you are associating with Krishna personally. That is holy name. That is not mind. That is holy name. Here the name is contaminated. Whatever name you by God's name, Krishna's name is holy name. That is non-different from God. Otherwise, don't you see? They are chanting Krishna. If Krishna's name is not Krishna, how they are making advance in Krishna consciousness. They are associating with Krishna directly. That is the holy name. Because God is absolute, His name, His form, and His qualities are also absolute, and they are non-different from Him. Therefore, to chant God's holy name means to associate directly with Him. When one associates with God, one acquires godly qualities. And when one is completely purified, one becomes an associate of the Supreme Lord. Now we read this a lot, you know, how we become an associate of the Supreme Lord, but we should be aware of the working principles that are involved. And they're very beautifully explained in a bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Let's have a look. It's called Jai Jai Harinam, and it's on page 478. So, you know, we should be aware of how things work in the world of Nam. You know, this is called Nam culture. So if you're just chanting, 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 you know, it's like the donkey with the carrot. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you chant long enough, then you'll become an associate of Krishna. Mm-hmm. I know everybody follows the carrot just in front of the donkey, but we don't want to live like that. We want to be a conscious cooperator with Guru and Nam. We want to know what we're doing. That will give us optimism. That'll give us faith. That'll give us dynamism. Yeah? So let's have a look at this. We'll do it the same as the other ones. For glories to the holy name, the storehouse of the nectar of divine bliss, who is none other than the Supreme Truth, Sri Krishna. To shower mercy on his devotees, he has descended in the form of sound, bestowing compassion upon all.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to the many names of Hare and Krishna. He is the shelter for all living entities, granting freedom from the samsara and giving unending bliss. While we're singing the holy name very honorably, the saints experience their hairs standing on end. So again, granting freedom from samsara, this phrase and shelter for all living entities are joined together. There's no release from samsara unless you're taking shelter of Nam. You have to take shelter of Nam, surrender to Nam. Not that I just chant a few mantras and then I'll be relieved in samsara. Not like that. It's Krishna. So we have to take shelter of Him. Then it will work. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O eternal Krishna Nam, you possess all powers and bestow auspiciousness upon the jiva. Covering for our deliverance, you are the sole friend to rescue us from the ocean of birth and death. And here we are looking at Shikshashika 5. Bhaktivinoda is giving us a few keys. If you want Krishna Nam to rescue us from the ocean of birth and death, then we have to understand this is my real friend. Not only my real friend, but this is my soul friend. Nam is my soul friend. And he's come for my deliverance. He's my soul friend. We have so many friends. Mm-hmm. Huh? Can they rescue us from the ocean of birth and death? Mm-hmm. Nam can. So bring developing that awareness, that dependence on Nam. You see with the Brajavasis, especially in Krishna book, Prabhupada's Krishna book, you see it all the time. As soon as there's any disturbance, as soon as there's any fear, any anxiety, Krishna, Krishna! Isn't it? We want to follow in their footsteps. Learn to see Krishna as our soul friend to rescue us from the ocean of birth and death.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The jiva is burning up in worldly miseries if one chants your name just once, feeling very meek and lowly, possessing nothing and seeing no other remedy for his relief. You are unable to neglect him and you easily remove all his sorrows. Who can deny that this place is a place of misery? But how do we deal with that? How do we deal with it? Like trying to counteract it. Moving the weight from this shoulder to this shoulder to this shoulder to this shoulder, and this is called progress. I'm relieving myself of all material misery by doing this. The Bhaktivinoda has another idea. He says, forget about the weight lifting. Forget about the weight lifting. Just try and chant Nam with a feeling of dependence. It is such an amazing phenomena that we get kicked in the teeth time and time again, almost daily. Some of us maybe every few minutes, it depends how much attention and affection Krishna is giving us. But the point is, we still think we're God. We still think, I can work this out. I am, after all, the enjoyer and controller. I can work this out. But Bhaktivinoda is thinking, hey, wait a minute. You've been doing that for many, many lifetimes. Aren't you tired of doing that? Let's try a different way. Okay, now there's your soul friend who's come to deliver you from the jail, birth and death. Now you just have a think of it. You're in this horrible ocean of nisciens. We're talking Shishasika 5. Horrible ocean of nisciens. Someone's come to pick you up and carry you out of this horrible ocean. I'm doing okay. I don't really need your help. I'm fine. You ask anybody how they are, I'm fine. Forget it. They're either really an illusion or they're a liar. It's never, I'm fine. There's always something. Isn't it? So, let's get it right. Nam is coming into this horrible ocean of nisciens to pick us up. Are we going to kick and scream when he tries to pick us up? Get out of my way, I'm trying to swim through this mess. What are you going to do? It's so ridiculous. The best thing if you're drowning and somebody comes to save you, just surrender to that someone helping you. Just surrender to that someone trying to help you. You go to a dentist, you've got a bad tooth. He can't do anything about the bad tooth because you're fighting all the time. Everything he tries to do, you're fighting it. That's how we're living. It's so ridiculous. So Bhaktivinoda is saying, okay, no, it's not such a good idea. Just if once, feeling very meek and lowly, possessing nothing, seeing no other remedy for our relief. We've got so many plans for relief. FDs for old age, they don't work anymore because of the inflation. You know, like, we've got so many plans, we're going to fix it all. Like, no, no. No other remedy, only now. You are unable, if you have this mood, it's all it takes is this mood to genuinely cultivate this mood. Then Nam is unable to neglect you and he'll easily remove all your sorrows. Now how he does that is really quite something. And unless you're really crippled by self-envy, you're going to jump at this one. What he says, if you manifest in the heart, then all sorts of sufferings are banished. How are they banished? You destroy the influence of the material body. What does that mean? It means he's dissolved your subtle body. You're no longer preoccupied with me and mine. The same things may be happening every day in your life. But it doesn't concern you anymore because you're not locked in body concept. You have a different identity. Vishnu Nityadas, Guru Nityadas. And then what, when he's destroyed the influence of the material body, what can he do then? What is it possible to do then? He can establish you in your Swarup. At the moment, we are so locked in this false identity, it's blocking any chance of any other idea of who we are. I'm a brahmacharya, I'm a grihastha, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm sick, I'm healthy, I have all these upadis we lift to the hilt. What's the value of it? These are blocking manifestation of our real soul. So Krishna, he can establish it. He can get rid of this influence, this identification with the material body. He can smash that. And he can establish us in our Swarup. Nam can do it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Harinam, all glories to you. I perpetually fall at your lotus feet. We should follow him in this. Every day before you chant your rounds, pay full obeisances and surrender to Nam. Pay full obeisances and surrender to Nam. I'm surrendering to you. I'm a useless fool. I have a mind that's as mad as I don't know what. But I'm surrendering to you. Please help me. Anytime in the course of our chanting, so much difficulty, I can't do it. I don't know, oh my God, I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's Mercury's in reverse. I don't know what's happening. Okay, but surrender. Get off the mental platform, stop fighting. We have to remember this. Our business is not to fight the material energy. Our business is to surrender to the internal energy. If we're real, if we're real followers of Mahaprabhu, this is our business. We do not fight the material energy. We surrender to the internal energy. And we surrender before the material energy gives us trouble. Before we start anything, line up, take shelter, surrender. Before you get out of bed, it's not a tradition anymore. But in old school India, you would never touch the floor before Bhumi Devi Ki Jai. The Brijvasis, Brinda Devi Ki Jai. The Brijvasi Gaudiyas, Vrindadevi, Gurudev, Maharaj Kira, before the feet touch the floor. All of this culture is being lost, but this is so beautiful. I can't, you know, I don't even have faith that the floor is going to support me. Unless I had the mercy of Vrindadevi, I had the mercy of Vrindadevi, I had the mercy of Gurudev. Okay. Let's have a look at page 500.
Mataji, what is the melody for this song?
Cool. Jaya Jaya Harinam Chiranandam Vrittadam Paratat Pakshaka Nirja Jani Kripa Kari Namarupa Vatari Jivadoya Kodineya Paar. It's a beautiful song. Okay, let's have a look at 500. This is a Brajavasi bhajan. It is so beautiful. 500. The ultimate manasiksha. We'll do this with Harinam as well. We'll do it more contemplatively. And only chant Nam once, because we'll read through it a few times to create some kind of sanskar. Oh my dear mind, please remember the holy name. This is our first request. Oh my dear mind, please remember the holy name. You're remembering all these other things when I try to chant. I'm begging you, please remember the holy name. If I don't chant the holy name, my life will pass uselessly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Oh my dear mind, like a bird without wings, like an elephant without teeth, like a wife without a husband, like a son without a father, such is a human being without Harinam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh my dear mind, like a well without water, like a cow without milk, like the earth without plants, like a tree without fruits, such are human beings without Harinam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
your mind, like the night without a moon, like puja without mantras, like a temple without light, like a pandit without Veda. Such is a human being without Harinam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
My dear saintly one, please give up lust, anger, illusion, and greed. Chant the holy name and hear about Radha Shyam. Nothing else in this world is yours.
Hare Krishna.